It's 8 o'clock.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 29, Pretoria 30, Polokwane 26. Police Minister Sensum Nkunu says the rescue of suspected illegal miners might be too risky for rescue teams. Nkunu was giving an update to concerned stakeholders in Stilfontein yesterday, where an unknown number of miners remained trapped underground at a police anti-illicit mining operation. Community leaders have accused the government of failing to urgently attend to what many have dubbed a humanitarian crisis. But Nkunu says there are risks.
What the rescuers are saying is that yes, there can be a rescue operation, but then they say they are very reluctant to recommend that because of the dangers. But they also include in their report that because it is not clear who is there, and also because there are reports or rumors that there are people who are armed there.
The Minister of Home Affairs, Leon Schreiber, has extended the Zimbabwean exemption permit validity to 28 November next year. The controversial extension was gazetted yesterday. This follows the Gauteng High Court's directive to consult exemption holders about the permit's future. Cliff Shiko reports.
In April last year, the Helen Suzman Foundation challenged the decision by government to terminate the ZEPs affecting about 178,000 Zimbabweans who have lived and worked in South Africa for over a decade. The extension means no holder of a ZEP may be arrested, deported, or be detained for not having any valid exemption certificate. The holder of an exemption certificate may be allowed to enter or depart South Africa if they have the relevant documents. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Gauteng Education MEC Matomo Chilewane has rejected Minister of Basic Education Siviwe Kwagube's bilateral agreement on the Bella Act, calling it exclusionary and obstructive to transformation. Chilewane criticized provisions allowing school governing bodies to influence language policies and learner admissions, arguing it impedes inclusivity. The department spokesperson Steve Mabona says the MEC urges broader consultation to ensure fair and transformative education policies.
MEC Chilwane criticized the agreement for representing the interest of only one sector of society, describing it a thinly veiled attempt to preserve culture at the expense of transformation.
And Namibia's top opposition presidential contender urged voters to keep casting their ballots despite irregularities in elections that have been controversially extended after initial day of chaos. Electoral authorities have extended voting until today in the presidential and legislative polls. This comes after the original election day Wednesday was marred by logistical and technical failures that led to hour-long queues, which some voters eventually abandoned. More on jackrandfm.com, click on news. I'm Mjopinar Wifnis, the Deputy Minister van Polisie, say reddings van onwettige miners mag gevaarlijk wees.
Yeah, we're watching that story with a great degree of interest. Yeesh. 8:04, let's do the music stuff.
More music you love.
The beat goes on and I close my eyes.
With Alex J, Jacaranda, FM.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance.